Good morning to you all on this 18th Sunday of Trinity. It's lovely to see so many people gathered here this morning. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. The prayer for today on this 18th Sunday after Trinity. God, our Judge and Saviour, teach us to be open to your truth and to trust in your love, that we may live each day with confidence in the salvation which is given through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about their need to pray always and not lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him, saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she will not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" This is the gospel of the Lord. I wonder, at what point do you just give in? Where is the breaking point for you, where you just agree to whatever is being demanded of you? For those of you who are parents or even grandparents, at what point do you give in to the demands of the small people in your care, or slightly larger people in your care sometimes, who you cannot reason with to any length, or who just seem to know just how far to push you before they get shouted at? And then they get what they want. Depending on the circumstances, we all have a point where we will just occasionally give in because we've had enough of listening to the demands the other person is putting on us. To persist is to try to do or continue to do something in a determined but often unreasonable way. Other words could be included could be determined, resolved, resolute, or single-minded. To be persistent can be a good quality to have. To have a goal in mind and not rest till it's happened or it's been achieved, so long as no one else is put in danger or at risk due to your actions. Our gospel reading today follows a number of readings from Luke that we find problematic and quite hard to understand in our 21st century world. Chapter 17 and 18 are all about the coming of the kingdom of God and how that might look for those who are part of it. Jesus is still on his journey to Jerusalem and is still talking in parables to his disciples and others along the way. We have Jesus telling the disciples that this is a parable about the need to pray always and not lose heart, and then launches into a parable about a widow and a judge. Different translations of the Bible have different headings for this passage. The parable of the widow and the unjust judge. The parable of the persistent widow. The parable of the widow and the judge. And then God will answer his people. But what is this telling us about prayer? To be persistent? To hassle God so much with our prayers that he gives in because he's had enough of us going on and on and on about the same thing constantly? I'm not sure that is the message here in this parable. However, there are similarities to Luke chapter 11, where we find the disciples also once again asking how to pray, to which Jesus then gives them the Lord's Prayer and then goes on to say this. Suppose one of you has a friend And you go to him at midnight and say, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him." And he answers from within, "Do not bother me. The door's already locked. My children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything." I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is a friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. The one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So the two passages are linked in the sense that if an unrighteous man, a judge, with no care for anyone, for God, or for people, will grant justice to the widow, surely a righteous judge will do the same, if not more, as in God. And yet this passage suggests that in prayer we should be banging on heaven's door in order to catch God's attention, which David Buttrick says is hardly an appropriate theology of prayer. However, if we change the words slightly to pray without ceasing, it becomes a much more palatable way of saying it. So can we wear God down with our prayers? The judge in the parable says, "She keeps bothering me," which when translated actually says, "She's causing me work." She's going to wear me out. When it's translated, becomes a boxing term, which basically translates to, "She's going to give me a black eye," which is quite strange. But it is apparently translated as, "She's going to give me a black eye." He fears violence. So his motive for giving her justice isn't because he wants to or it's the right thing to do. It's because he's tired and he's been threatened. I don't think any of us here view God in terms of when we pray to him like that. I think the very idea that we could threaten God, or anyone in fact, with violence is completely wrong. Not just in this situation, but any situation. Verse 7 of our gospel reading concludes the parable in saying, "Listen to the unjust judge. Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night?" And it comes back around to that idea of praying in all circumstances and at all times for all things. In a book called Short Stories by Jesus, Amy Jill Levine links this parable to the widows that we find in the Bible, including Anna. Anna, we're told, never left the temple but worshipped there day and night, praying and fasting. A different widow in a different story in Luke's gospel. And yet both are persistent in what they did. Anna in prayer and the widow to have justice. So where does that leave us this morning? We have a confusing parable about a judge and a widow linked to the need to pray always and to not lose heart. So what do we take away from this, other than that the Bible is sometimes confusing in what it says? I wonder if the takeaway here is that we can be persistent in prayer, asking for what we and others need. That we can come before God and ask repeatedly for the same thing to happen, or to bring others before God for their needs to be met. But it's not that we wear God down with our requests and our prayers, but actually that he delights in the fact that we bring them to him, and then we have faith that God will hear us. And we're able to do that, to bring our prayers to God, through the fact that we have Jesus, who brought that relationship with us and God back together to how it was meant to be from the start. A relationship that each one of us can have for ourselves with God. And it's a connection that we make fresh each Sunday when we join together to receive communion or a blessing, as we will do later in our service. We have that connection to God because of Jesus. Amen. We say together, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.